This news update is brought to you by me, because I don't have a sponsor right at the moment. But from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Michigan lawmakers are under increasing pressure as of October 1st, where the deadline looms to finalize a state budget after missing the self-imposed deadline of July 1st. While past years have shown that serious budget negotiations often happen late in September, this year's signs point towards renewed talks between Republicans and Democrats. Senate Republican leader Eric Nibbitt urged Democrats to join negotiations focusing on fixing roads, prioritizing education, respecting taxpayers. Meanwhile, Democrats face pressure for school districts funding clarity. Democrat Republican Steele emphasizes the importance of finalizing the budget and does not raise taxes and addresses infrastructure and education needs. Historically, budget deals were finalized in late September when control is split in legislature. The failure to finalize the budget by the deadline risks government shutdown, which has occurred in Michigan only briefly in 2007 and 2009, but could now jeopardize state services and employees' salaries. The Huron County 4-H Leaders Association is now accepting nominations for the 4-H Adult Volunteer Leadership and 4-H members to serve on the 4-H Council. If you're interested in serving on the 4-H Council, please complete the attached nomination form and return it to the MSU Extension office before 4 p.m. on Friday, September 26th. So you got about a week or so. The current adult 4-H volunteer leader would like to serve on the 4-H Council. Please contact Patty Ears at 989-550-2971. The 4-H Council consists of a lineup of 13 4-H adult volunteers and 9 4-H youth members, which include 4-H Senior Ambassador, MSU Extension 4-H staff, and ex-office non-voting council members. Each 4-H council member has a vote except for the ex-office members. It is expected that the council members attend meetings, be actively involved, and work with the association and to follow the 4-H code of conduct. And we'll be right back after this word.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Records obtained from the Freedom of Information Act request by social media site Breaking News 989 show that from October 1st, 2023 to September 30th, 2024, the Michigan Secretary of State sold bulk personal data of Michigan residents, including drivers and vehicle information, to a range of major corporations, credit bureaus, and private companies nationwide. The total revenue generated from these sales was about $1,289,477. This practice is consistent with longstanding Michigan laws allowing the Secretary of State to contact for bulk sales of drivers and motor vehicle records. Although there are some debates over privacy protection and the opt-out rights for citizens, the data sales are governed under a specific legal framework where recipients must use the information for permissible purposes, and the Secretary of State charges market-based fees to accuse or bulk data. The issue has generated privacy concerns. I could see why, particularly regarding the lack of consumer opt-out options and use of personal data for marketing and soliciting. Legislative efforts such as Michigan Personal Data Privacy Act are underway, and provisions aimed to strengthen protections against data selling and unauthorized use of personal information. Well, in St. Petersburg, Florida, a federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit filed by President Donald Trump against the New York Times. U.S. District Judge Stephen Merriday ruled Friday that Trump's lawsuit was overly long and was full of a lot of BS, apparently, and boredomsome language that had no bearing on the legal case. The judge gave Trump 28 days to file an amendment complaint and said that it should not exceed 40 pages. The lawsuit was 85 pages. The named four Times journalist and cited a book and three articles published within the 2 months period before the 2024 election. Times had called it meritoriously an acceptable discharge of independent reporting. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.